and pressures after minimum wage increases and paid sick leave requirements. The plan is awaiting action in the city council. Many countries have paid vacation laws, as does the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico. Julie Walker, New York.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk says the company's next vehicle will be unveiled March 14th. The vehicle, currently dubbed Model Y, is expected to be an SUV with many of the same underpinnings as its lower-cost sedan, Model 3. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 and 96.5 FM. Hey, if you can't get us too well on 1460, switch over. I'll tell you, that signal is clear as a bell ringing. 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. That's right, Shasta Regional Medical Center, compassion, caring, and community. That's what Shasta Regional Medical Center is all about. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, what's weather look like today?
So we're going to have this little drizzle thing that you see now going on pretty much all day. Tomorrow is going to be our best chance of rain, it looks like, for a while. Tomorrow night, 100% chance of heavy rain. So definitely, if you can stay off the roads, do so.
Okay.
Some rain on Wednesday, and then it looks like it's lightening up throughout the rest of the week.
All right. Well, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. On the line, we have Assemblyman Brian Daly. Good morning, Brian. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Good morning, Carl. Linda, how are you guys?
Yeah, well, you know, Linda did not make it today.
Oh.
She is, you know what? She is like a lot of people down here. I don't know how it is up there in the far north where you are, but this they've got this cough and a general malaise that's going around, knocking people down. And she got that last week. She was feeling great, and then boom, just got hammered.
Sorry to hear that. I'm just getting over a sinus infection myself.
Oh man. Well, yeah, but see, you're down there in the swamp.
That's a fact.
Okay, hey, Assemblyman Brian Daly's been our Assemblyman now for, gosh, how many years now?
6 years.
6 years, and now running for Senator to take Ted Gaines' place.
Yes, I am.
And he is in the middle of that fight right now. Hey, I understand, I just saw something that it looks like the Assembly or the Senators down there are talking about doing completely away with the Board of Equalization. Did you see that?
There's a couple of they already have taken away a lot of the powers of the
like 90%. Yeah.
Yes, there's not a lot left that they have much say over. They do do regulate some of the utilities, I think, but I'm not even actually sure what exactly, because they took most of it away. But yeah, there's a couple of bills that they're moving through the process or in the process, I hear. I have not seen them myself yet, that will just do away with the Board of Equalization. And the crazy thing is that it was the one place where a business owner had the ability to go and protest when the labor board or the, in our case, it was, we'd one time bought some fuel. And we had delivered to our farm, and it was off-road or highway fuel. They put it in our off-road fuel tank, and there's a 20-cent tax difference in it. And so we were trying to get the reimbursement. And we actually, the only time we ever used the Board of Equalization was through that process, and it took us like 2 years to get the $1,300 back that we had to pay and then try to recoup. So I've used it one time. I don't know about the other businesses, but it was the one place where you got to protest.
Well, it looks like they were making, I imagine they probably, maybe they didn't. When you lose 90% of what you're doing, I wonder if they cut their pay by 90%.
Well, they didn't. They didn't cut the pay.
They did not cut the pay?
No. Huh. So that's the, I think some of the talk about going through there is to you know, look at the what the amount of work is due. I think they still have the same staff and the like, so I think that's part of the conversation.
Well, gosh, you know what? I mean, no offense to Mr. Gaines, because it's not his fault, because all this stuff happened before he came aboard. But if you're not doing any of the work, I don't think you should get that much pay.
So, right. Well, that's the way I feel, too. We were taxed plenty for not very good services. Just go to the DMV and stand in line for 5 hours to try to get something done there.
So. I know you're busy introducing a lot of bills. Maybe there's one in there to have the DMV. From what I understand, they were given millions of dollars to try and fix this, and nothing happened.
You know, we need to completely overhaul the DMV, and we've talked about that several times down here as Republicans, and we haven't seemed to get the ear of the majority of the legislature yet. But it is rising to the top. You know, we should be able to have an app that's available to us to go on and pay our license fees and do all that kind of stuff that we can get through the maze without having to go. I mean, right now, to try to get the national ID, my truck driver, who is 83 years old, had to go find his birth certificate, which was in Burns, Oregon, or somewhere where he was born. And then they shipped it to Portland. And anyway, he had a heck of a time even finding his the copy of his birth certificate. And he's been driving truck for 50 years and had all kinds of backup information. So it's been a real hassle for a lot of us to be able to get through this maze.
Well,
for sure.
State of California is not making life easier.
No, I wanted to share with you, Carl, some of the other bills that are.
Yeah.
But there's still a bill. We killed last year a bill to tax our water. There is a bill that is, they're talking about trying it again. There's about 150 water providers in the state that have impaired water. Out of the thousands, there's literally thousands of small water providers in towns and cities. Throughout California.
Are we talking about like Mount Shasta spring water? Are we talking about like the
I'm talking about
the Rental Water Boards.
Yeah. Or cities. So anybody that gets water out of a tap.
Okay.
They're also going to tax fertilizer. So they're trying to tax the consumer of water by each meter, and then they're also talking about adding a tax to fertilizer, which agriculture uses. There's a tax on there now that they use to clean up, but they're talking about increasing that tax. It's called a mill tax on fertilizer because it's nitrates is part of the problems in those 150 areas. So I just wanted to be following that bill. We killed it last year. What we need to do is take some of the $21 billion that we have available and go work on those 150 sites and leave the rest of the state. Folks who don't have any problem with their drinking water alone. It's just a money grab, as they always do. The other thing I wanted to talk about, Carl, is if you don't mind, one of my opponents is saying I'm not for keeping our borders safe, and if I could comment on that, would that be all right?
Yeah, of course.
So I want to share with you, these are just, I just picked out, I think I have in my stack here of papers like 20 bills. Over the last 6 years that I've voted against, and I just want to pick a few of them. Here's one, it's SB 1210, New Loan Program for Undocumented Students in California Public Universities. I voted no. Puts additional restrictions on law enforcement's ability to cooperate with federal ICE. I voted against that. These are ones that they're trying to allow, and these bills passed and were signed into law that I voted against. Puts additional restrictions on law enforcement's ability to cooperate with federal immigration and custom enforcement. I voted against that. SB 54, Sanctuary City, which got signed into law, I voted no against that bill. AB 291, which was could give prison time to landlords, who cooperate with ICE. I voted no. My opponent, Kevin Kiley, abstained from it. 2015, requires school districts to provide financial aid information to students, including those here illegally. I voted no. My opponent, Kevin Kiley, abstained. So I just want to share that, you know, we're in the midst of politics, and now I did vote, Assembly joint resolutions or resolutions. We do lots of those resolutions. Like today we have Woman of the Year. We'll be having, they're not bills, but they'll be resolutions for the Women of the Year. So each district picks a Woman of the Year. So we have a lot of resolutions. So I did, when President Obama was in office, before any of my opponents, well, my one opponent was elected, I voted for SGR8, which encouraged Congress to fix the borders and make them safe and give a pathway to citizenship that doesn't take 15 years. So those are the things that you're seeing out there that they're hitting me, saying I'm for amnesty when I've clearly got 25 votes here. That, and not only did I not vote against the bill, the legislation, I voted against the funding sources that followed through where they actually put funding in to help. There's ones like allowing illegals to, or those here illegally to be work, do the poll workers, to be poll workers at our election. And I voted against all those things. So I just wanted to share that with you,
okay,
people that are listening.
I of course, we have people, other groups advertising on our station, and that was one of the things I heard.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, we're here with Assemblyman Brian Daly. He's in the race for the Senate. We're going to take a quick break and come back. We've got him for about 30 minutes more. So if you've got a question for Assemblyman Brian Daly, this is the time to use that phone, 605-4567. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. You know, when you're running 28, 29, 30 days in a row because of different events that you have, and on the weekends, if you're teaching or if you're emceeing, or if there's just events and you need to get PO to catch up on your rest, and you catch it any way you can. Well, I'm telling you, Sleep Number has provided the means for you to rest and rest much better and sleep so well. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed helps everyone from parents to pro athletes to your children improve their daily performance through a proven quality sleep. And Sleep Number has been ranked highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power. Now, this isn't the first time. This has been for several years. The best thing about Sleep Number right now, and you can save up to $500 on Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds. That's not a bad deal. Linda and I have had our bed for 5 years. It has just been great. You can adjust the firmness of your mattress. So both of you can be in the bed. Both of you have a different firmness in your mattress, so you can sleep the best ever. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go on in there and tell them Carl and Linda sent you. Try out those beds. See what they can do for you and see how much they will help your rest. How much is a good night's sleep worth? We'll be right back after these messages. 7:17 in the morning, 49 degrees. It's going to be raining off and on all day long.
By the immigration man, said he doesn't know if he can. Let me in, let me in. Immigration man.
New Year's resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty,
for the morning lineup right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Assemblyman Brian Daly is tough on illegal immigration.
As Assembly Republican leader, I led the fight to ban sanctuary cities that protect undocumented criminals.
Brian Daly opposed the liberal agenda to make it easier for the undocumented criminals to break our laws and get away with it.
Stop this politically correct nonsense.
Let's put California first and end illegal immigration. As Republican leader, Brian Daly was tough on taxes and tough on liberals.
I was 100% rated by the California Taxpayers Association.
stopped a $400 billion government takeover of healthcare and killed billions in new taxes and protected Proposition 13.
Brian Dowdy, the unanimous choice of conservatives to lead Republicans in the state assembly, endorsed by the California Professional Firefighters, 100% rated by the California Police Chiefs Association, A-rated by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Brian Dowdy, Reagan Republican for State Senate. Brian Dowdy, he's on our side. Paid for by Brian Dowdy for State Senate 2019.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Good morning, my friends. 7:21 in the morning. It's 49 degrees going up to about 54 today. It's going to be cloudy and rainy, and the rest of the week doesn't look very good either if you're just planning on going out and getting a sunburn. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, and during this transition from really cold to really hot, maybe you should have Alliance Heating and Air. Come on down and check out your heating and cooling systems, because they need probably to be adjusted. They need to have those filters clean, get ready for the next stream of whatever's going to happen to us. You can give them a call at 221-2642, voted best in the North State. They're the only ones we let handle our HVAC systems. And you can learn more at their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We're here with Assemblyman Brian Dowdy. And Assemblyman Dowdy pointed out that, you know, when you hear things about he's easy on illegals, that's not true. Voted against the bills. You know, the one thing that you talked about years ago about securing the border and having a path to citizenship, you know, an enhanced path, I'm all for that. Because,
There are many companies, and there are many good people that would add to our society that are waiting in line to get in because they want to come here through the process that we have that is very cumbersome and expensive, by the way, too. But we have to have a strong border. We have to have it secure, and then we have to also give a path to citizenship that works. And, you know, I mentioned lots of times is that, you know, sometimes in politics, you have to play the hand you're dealt. So I didn't open the, we had amnesty when Reagan, they allowed amnesty for once. Remember when Reagan was in office?
Oh yeah.
They allowed.
That really worked.
I didn't do that. Nobody that's running for office did that, but we have to deal with what we're faced with. And we're faced with, illegal people committing crimes against, our citizens, and that's just wrong. And we need to export those people out. And we have to be able to work with our federal government to get it done. And that's where I think the rub is, that there's, you know, a lot of this legislation that they push through here is to aid those people to stay here, that are committing crimes against our, and you know, nobody talks about the victims. the victims of all these crimes. When you talk about the sex trafficking for young girls, and you know, it's just horrible stuff. And so I've been doing my best to combat those things here, along with at the same time trying to keep jobs in our community and you know, keep our community safe at the same time. As you know, I spoke about this earlier, that we wouldn't have the Wheeler Brader running if it wasn't for a piece of legislation that I did. We saved about 1,500 jobs in Shasta County a couple of years ago when we extended the power purchase agreement contracts for our biomass plants, and it kept our mills going also.
Hey, Brian. Brian, it seems like the state actually wants to start thinning that brush out. Is this true, or is this just some kind of...
Yeah.
Is this some kind of like ploy?
No, it's actually... So I did about 10 pieces of legislation over the last 6 years that have allowed us to streamline the permitting process to do the vegetation management. And then on top of that, last year, we passed a bill, SB 901, which actually took $1 billion from the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund, which is dedicated mostly to the high-speed train. But we took $1 billion, $200 million a year for 5 years, and that's going to vegetation management to safeguard around our community. Along with that, Carl, I'm doing a bill this year that will fast-track the permitting processes to thin along our existing roads and power lines so that we have those natural fuel breaks, and also help with the fire the car fire started along the road, and then the power lines have caused lots of other fires. So I'm doing a bill right now as we speak to give them a 500-foot clearance, not completely clearance, but if a tree's 150 feet tall and it can touch the power line, they have the ability to take that tree out if it's leaning or if it's not a healthy tree.
Well, that makes sense because, you know, but now they're, now here's California trying to clear out all these dead trees and all that, and now they're getting into a battle with environmentalist sport. So it's, you know, the fact that these, cogen plants provide electricity, and the fact that it's a renewable asset with all the rules that California's coming down on renewable assets, it seems like this would be a no-brainer to people down there. Of course, maybe that's not the way to put it. A no-brainer to have, you know, to literally build a couple more of those plants and provide electricity for everything up here.
Yeah, that's we've been pushing to just try to keep the ones that we have available open so we have a place to take the material. And, you know, I'm doing a bill, I mentioned it to you last month when I was on, I'm doing a bill to exempt those who choose that are rebuilding after the car fire and the camp fire. Because the law says you have to have solar on your homes now. Every home has to have solar when you build it. And the crazy thing is we're overproducing solar. We don't need power when the sun's shining because we have so much solar in the state. We need power when the sun's not shining. But we have a bill that requires you to have solar on your home. And it costs about $12,000 to $15,000 over and above what you would normally cost. And, you know, as you know, you can't afford to live in California. You can't afford to build a home in California. And we have a housing shortage. So I'm doing this bill, and I get my first opposition letter from the Sierra Club a couple of days ago talking about, you know, we need more solar. That's how far behind they are. They don't understand that we're overproducing solar. And we need power from about 5 at night till about 10 in the evening. That's the time when we really don't have enough power. We have to turn on what we call peakers. They're gas-fired plants in certain parts of the state. And so that's what's wrong with California, is that they keep passing all these regulations, and it drives the cost of living up. And people can't afford to live here. 53% of the people in the state want to leave the state. That's telling you that there's something wrong here.
The No, yeah, I think a lot of people I know, a lot of government workers, former government workers, are once they retire, they're out of here, gone. That's it. They're not. You know, I mean, there's nothing holding them here, which I find interesting. They're taking their $160,000 a year pension, and they're 52 years old or 53 years old, and they're heading to another state.
Well, I know some of those folks who have that I know from Lassen County that moved to Nevada because it was $600 a month more on their, you know, they saved in taxes over there too. So, but at the end of the day, we have to, we have to drive the cost of living down. And that's just, quite frankly, regulations are causing most of that. And that would keep, and I mean, California's a great place. Look, there's no better place. Look at where we live. It's beautiful. We have to just figure out, get most of these folks who don't understand what drives the economy, which is private industry jobs. There was 18, I think it was, I'm not, don't quote me to this, but I think it was 18,000 small businesses left California last year. And I'll tell you, Carl, I'm one of those small business owners. We actually do a payroll every 2 weeks, and we have employees, and Megan and I mean, she runs the business more than I do nowadays, and it's just amazing all the hurdles, the things you have to abide by where, you know, our employees don't even like it. They're frustrated with it. So it just makes it really difficult. That's the difference between me and my opponents is I actually do run a business, one that actually has payroll every 2 weeks.
Yeah. Hey, we're here with Assemblyman Brian Daly. If you've got a question for Brian, give us a call at 605-4567. We're going to take a quick break here. And Brian, when I come back, I want to talk about, you know, we're facing this, you know, this ammo bill in July, and it still isn't clear to anybody what they're going to want. Plus the number of new gun laws coming up that even Brown found them onerous and vetoed them. But I have a feeling Gavin's not going to feel that, he's not going to feel like maybe he should be vetoing any type of gun regulation. That and because we've got to, you know, we're going to lose you in like 15 minutes. That and what you think, some bills you're introducing that's really going to have impact if we can get them through. So there's three little questions there. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Head down to Cornerstone Community Bank, find out how they are moving local dreams forward. They do a lot with people in our city, our community, helped out after the car fire, the campfire, the snows, everything. They're ready when the locust hit in July. We'll be right back after these messages.
That's what this country
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch,
Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service dish network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Talking bad about the way we have to live.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR, 96.5 and 1460, and our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly. Brian, what are they going to do about this thing where we're going to have to register? Or I'm still not sure what they're going to do about how we buy ammunition come July.
So, from what I understand, is that they're supposed to have available ammunition that meets the non-toxic criteria. Now, I don't know if all the calibers have been certified, or they make them, actually. I don't even know if all the manufacturers are making the non-toxic bullets. So, I'm going to... that's actually something that I've got a few calls onto the office, and I'm going to task my staff to... figure out where we're at with where we are in the process, because I know that last year or 2 years ago we talked about trying to do a bill that would allow some leeway till there was availability of some other component that makes up the bullet that is usable, actually, that, you know, because, you know, the lead is heavy and that's what you need for hunting and for shooting. So that's where that's at, Carl. I couldn't tell you exactly, but I will go.
I'll get back. The other one is that before you can buy ammo, you have to present some kind of ID and all these other things. But it didn't say if there's going to be a tax on it, or, you know, is there going to be a 10-day wait? That would be really interesting to find out if they have figured out what's supposed to happen come 1 July too.
I will. When I come on next month, we will have the answer to that.
Okay.
Or whatever, where we're at in the process. How's that?
Yeah, that's good, because we're all confused about it out here. We don't know if it means that we've got to pay $1 per round, or because you know the state, you know the assembly, you know the assembly. Hell, you work there. The other thing is, do you see any more restrictions coming down on guns?
Well, every day there's attack on our Second Amendment, and for legal people who are trying to stay legal in the state, it makes it harder to stay legal. I mean, we have to change our even firearms that we bought legally at the time. And, so yeah, there's a slew of bills out there that are backing up. I don't sit on the Public Safety Committee, so I haven't seen them yet. But I have 100% with the NRA, and I'm pro gun, pro Second Amendment, so that we can, you know, defend ourselves from all these criminals that are coming across our border illegally, and our families, quite frankly. There's, you know, I mentioned earlier about the victims. The best way to not be a victim is protect yourself and make sure that your family is taken care of, and what makes you equal with everybody else is the ability to have a firearm.
Yeah, and protect yourself. Okay, what's some bills you're working on that could have a huge impact on us?
So I'll share with you. You know, Carl, I try to run bills that I don't do what I run a bill that I know I have a good chance of getting to the governor and signed. So I mentioned earlier I'm doing that thinning along roads,
right,
and prioritizing that. Also the solar bill, which will help both the car and Paradise, and then victims of the fires. I'm also doing a bill on, I'm asking the Department of Fish and Wildlife to analyze how much vegetation and wildlife and endangered species we're losing in the state of California due to wildfire. And the reason I'm running that bill, and assuming I'll get that passed and it's signed into law, and we'll have a study. By 2020, we'll know how much habitat and how much wildlife we're losing to fire. And my goal is to draw the paradigm between why we, if you're going to go, just like the courthouse there in Redding, we had to do a CEQA environmental document where there was already something there and built, and we spent millions of dollars to prepare this CEQA environment. As we allow our forests to burn and do more damage to the wildlife environment and the endangered species, and it just, to me, it doesn't make sense. So my goal is to get that information and then draw the picture of why are we forcing our development to have such stringent laws when we're not taking care of the environment. We're missing the mark, and that's my goal. So I did that on the ion lithium batteries last year. I did a bill that asked, what are we going to do with all these electrical vehicles? Nobody talks about recycling them. We have to recycle now. It's toxic material. The battery that comes out of your flashlight, you're supposed to recycle that because it has lithium in it, and it is toxic. Well, what about all these EVs that are running around, millions of them, and there's no plan for what we're going to do with these electric vehicles when their end of life comes? And also, in that bill, and I actually got it signed into law last year, what happens if a big rig runs over a Tesla and it goes in the river? Is it going to kill the fish? We don't know. It seems like the same thing as windmills are okay, but they kill birds, but you can't, there's the hypocrisy in our environmental policy, and I'm trying to point that out.
Well, of course there is. There's hypocrisy in a lot of things they do down there. And, Assemblyman Brian Daly is with us. The budget, the fact that we have so many unfunded liabilities and down at the city levels and, on the county levels, is this going to come back and get to people? We got about 4 minutes.
Pensions are going to be, I say this a lot out on the campaign, Charlie, but one of our biggest hurdles is our pension funds. And, we've been on the economy in our country is going positive, and there's a lot of the stock market's growing, and that makes it easier for pensions, because when the stock market grows, so do those pension funds grow, and there's money to pay out the retirees. When this thing turns, it's going to be very difficult to, when we have more people on retirement than we have paying in, which is, or money available to pay in, and when the investments aren't making the money, it's going to be a huge problem. You're going to see the next little hiccup in our economy, you'll see probably maybe 20 cities in California that will probably file bankruptcy. And if I was working for those cities, one of them being Sacramento, it's really kind of on a bubble. And I don't know, there's about 3,000 entities that belong to the PERS system, so, and they're all over the map. But those are something I definitely would be concerned about. I know that when I was at the Lassen County, we funded our pensions. It was tough and had an annuity set up for them. But it's going to come back to get us. And, we got to watch. There's overtaxes, over-regulateness, and a lot of people are leaving. A lot of businesses are leaving. Those are people that pay taxes. And when they're not here, you have to have a strong private sector before you can have any kind of a public sector. And we have it backwards. We have a lot of big tech companies in this state that are worldwide companies that are paying the biggest majority of our taxes and then the people that work for them. And when it turns the other way, it's going to be very difficult to balance the budget.
Oh yeah, they're going to they're going to go after the super rich, and the super rich, they're going to move to another place.
Yeah,
because they can.
There's 7,800 people that pay 35% of our tax.
Yeah,
7,000, and they leave in about 200-300 a year.
Wow. Okay, we're here with Assemblyman Brian Daly. Now, you've got aren't you in an appearance, not a debate with all the other candidates?
Yeah, well, we start late today at 2 o'clock, so we might be, we have the Woman of the Year celebration that we do, we present it to him on the floor, we have that, so yes, I will be there, not sure if I'm going to be there on time, but I will be there.
Okay.
The other thing I want to say, Carl,
yeah.
is that, you know, we're in a debate, we're in a campaign, and don't believe all that stuff. I will continue to do the same things I've been doing for the area in the Senate. I hope to get there. So just weed through all the political wranglings that are going on. It's not true. And just remember that I'm doing the same stuff I've been doing all along, and I would love to have my constituents vote and get me to the Senate.
Okay. Assemblyman Brian Daly. BrianDaly.com.
BrianDaly.com.
Hey, I'm going to have to call you back and ask when the squeaks start showing up out there, too.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Carl.
All right. Take care, Brian. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster Windshield Repair is run by a gent by the name of Jeff Wirsch. It's a veteran-known business, and it's one of total professionalism and integrity. If you can't fix your windshield, he'll tell you. He's not going to waste your time. If he does fix your windshield, he guarantees it for life. So you don't get much better than that, whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. That's Jeff Wirsch. He can do that. And RVs, those big wind chills on those RVs, he can repair those too. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 South Market Street. Crackmaster Windshield Repairs. We'll be right back with the YMCA.
Maybe close your eyes and listen to the music. Dig to the summer breeze. It's a groovy night, and I can show you how to use it. To come along with me and put your mind at ease. Less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation and satisfaction in me.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Real people, real winners. If someone told you that there's a chance you could attend the classiest horse race of the year, what would you do? All it takes is a trip down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Kentucky Derby Swipe to Win promotion, where you could win tickets to attend the Kentucky Derby, a three-night stay at Hilton Garden Inn, round-trip airfare, Lexington Horse Farms, and a Buffalo Trace Distillery Tour and private transportation to and from the race. Swipe your free River Club card and you could win free entries. Every 200 points gets you an entry. It's simple. Spin the reels on your favorite slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily for your chance to win. Drawing Sundays at 8 p.m. Final drawing is Sunday, March 31st, where you could win a Kentucky Derby package at Churchill Downs. Don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. This is not just a horse race. It's the biggest race of the year. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot. Linda's under the weather today. That thing that's gotten everybody got her. And so when I left this morning, she was going, I can come in. No, just lay there, will you? Just lay there. You know, I'm here with Becky Dominguez from the YMCA.
That's right. Here we are. Sorry to hear Linda's under the weather.
Oh, gosh. You know what?
She looked so beautiful this weekend at the community fun dinner.
And, you know, we were with a friend that was really, I mean, he was standing up, but he wasn't doing his best. And so come Sunday, when I came back, I was teaching all day, and I came back, it was like, oh no, everything's okay. I went, where'd that come from? Then this morning it was like talking to a frog. One of those things. So,
too bad.
She'll be back tomorrow. She can shake it. Now, Tell everybody what's going on with this It Takes a Village.
Absolutely. We are launching today a really fun challenge. The YMCA, of course, has a revenue generating stream with our memberships and our programs, but all of the stuff that we do in the community, all of our camps, the programs that we do specifically for kids who are of low income, who are behind in school, kids who just don't have the opportunities that other children have. All of those programs are funded through donations. And so today we're launching our annual giving campaign, the Strong Kids and Strong Community campaign, and we're playing off of It Takes a Village. It takes a village to raise kids. It takes a village to raise a family. And now more than ever, where our community feels disconnected, we've got, you know, kids who are alone after school, starting at really young ages, it's really more important than ever to have a safe place for kids to be, impactful programs that provide them rich resources and enriching activities and caring adults. And so we're playing off of the It Takes a Village to Raise a Family and the fact that the YMCA inadvertently became affiliated with the Village People quite a few years ago with this amazing song.
Oh, yeah.
It's,
I mean,
fun
if
to
you
want to
break
the
Hey, do we have that one? We can find that, right? Oh, yeah, we can find that one. You know, it's funny, too, but I don't care where you are, if you start playing it, Everybody wants to do the YMCA. I mean, I don't care what kind of party it is. There's all the doctors from the Cancer League are here.
Your arms just fly up in the air.
You gotta watch the doctors anyway, they start doing it. So.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, so this is a fun.
Oh, here it comes.
Turn that up a little bit there.
This is when we need Linda singing along.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't want me singing along. Okay.
I'll carry it for us, Carl.
It just goes. All right, that's okay. We got to finish this second. Oh,
there it is. The lead in. YMCA.
We got James Masada in the other room going, I don't believe this. I just don't believe it. Okay.
Oh, it's so funny.
All right, kill that off. Okay, now, you want people to do that and then put it on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Do the YMCA.
We launched this morning a video of our staff and our board members, staff from different sites, staff from the facility, doing the YMCA dance, singing a little bit, being goofy, riding spin bikes, trying not to fall off, and doing the YMCA with our hands. And we are challenging others in the community to post fun and hilarious creative videos of themselves doing the YMCA dance. Make a gift to the Y. support your community, support kids in the community, support the local YMCA, mm-hmm. and make this fun and go crazy.
Okay.
So we've got a hashtag. It takes a village challenge. Hashtag It takes a village challenge. It's on Facebook. It'll be on Instagram as well. We've got online fundraisers. We can take gifts at the Y. We can take gifts over the phone. Our goal for this specific campaign is $170,000 over the next couple of months. We're about $100,000 there, so we've got $70,000 to go.
And where's the money go to?
I've got a chart here.
Okay. A little pie chart.
Yeah. In the last couple of years, we've really grown a lot of our outward-facing programs. We're at almost $500,000 at this point of programs that are specifically for teaching kids how to swim. You know, the first grade Learn to Swim program has been around for 18 years. We're at now teaching about 600 kids through that program. We have 10 schools that partner, bring their kids over, and we teach them how to mm-hmm. swim, making sure that kids aren't drowning. It's still the second leading cause of death. I'm going to be saying that for 100 years because every year there's more kids born and they all need to learn how to swim, and we've got such great access to beautiful lakes and rivers and streams.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to know how to swim. So swim lessons will always be a part of what the YMCA does. We did a really cool program last year called Power Scholars Academy. It was a 6-week summer camp for kids who were behind in school, a lot of them on the lower incomes on scale, and those kids over the summer tend to not get as much enrichment. They're not going to the library. They're not going to the lakes. They're not going to hike in the woods, and they're not getting those kinds of enriching mm-hmm. activities. And so they get 90 minutes of literacy, 90 minutes of math, and then a whole bunch of really cool stuff. They do STEM activities. They go on field trips, and the goal is to get those kids at grade level when they're at least a year behind in school. So
that's, you know what, that is a super, super program.
Thank you. Thanks. It was amazing. We launched it last year with 60 kids. We're planning to double it this year. Another one that is always fun to talk about, of course, is Camp McCumber. We send a bunch of kids up to Camp McCumber.
These are kids have never had a chance to do that, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Never been off the streets, or you know, their parents can't afford it. So this gives them a chance to go out there and enjoy camp.
Yeah,
and be out there in the woods, have counselors that are there as mentors and leaders.
With 300 kids go up to Camp McCumber each year, the registration forms actually just went out. Donations specifically support, we have a program for youth who are in foster care. And so these children have an opportunity to go meet with other kids who are in foster care. A big thing is feeling isolated mm-hmm. when you're in foster care. You don't know who else is in the system, and you can feel really isolated. You can feel like you've done something wrong even when it has nothing to do with you've just found yourself in that situation. So getting those kids up to camp last year, we had kids fishing at 6 a.m. and just loving it. They'd never been fishing before. Kids who had never been on a hike before. They'd never been out to Whiskey Town, or they'd never been up to Lassen, and here they can see it. You know, we can see it. It's so beautiful, and they've just mm-hmm. never been able to reach out and touch it. So having that opportunity, letting them take some risks, build some identity, build their character. Of course, we're all founded on our core values: caring, honesty, respect, and responsibility. So, all really good stuff.
You are so, well, besides being enthusiastic, you're so sincere about all this stuff too, Becky.
Absolutely.
I mean, you really are. You believe in it. You believe mm-hmm. in it. And it's easy when you watch Becky and she's talking about it. This is something she totally believes in. It's helping our community, helping our kids.
Thanks, Carl.
Like that. No, it's absolutely true. And so, which is the only reason she got me to do the YMCA dance.
Which I didn't get on video, which means we're going to have to follow up in a minute.
No.
It's on the Facebook page.
No!
Awesome. And I did hashtag it for you.
Oh, thank you.
It's only a 3-second clip because I got the second one, not the first.
Yeah, we don't know about copyright anyway, so 3 seconds is probably safe.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. We're here with Becky Dominguez of the YMCA here, and they're doing a fundraiser. And all the money goes to help kids.
That's
helps
absolutely
kids
right.
catch up. It helps kids get to camp, get up in the woods. Kids that never had a chance to do this. Also, you know, we have so many families that we have latchkey kids.
Yeah.
And this gives them an opportunity after school to come to a place, too, where it's safe and there's programs in this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, and I love that the Y supports kids from the time they're born all the way up until the time that they're 99-year-old kids. You know, we just really surround families and want to make a strong community. We want to make our community.
What's the youngest kid can come there?
6 weeks.
6 weeks, really?
Yep.
So you have babies, or you have people there can take care of 6-week-old kids?
We do. Yep.
So it goes from diapers to diapers.
Absolutely.
What?
We don't generally talk about that side of things.
That side of things. Okay.
And we don't provide diapering services at the YMCA programs. Diapers are not provided.
Okay. YMCA is, of course, down on, it's Court and.
Court Street.
Court and Eureka.
Yep. That's right.
Down there. Well, it's Court Street. Yeah, it's not right on Eureka.
Yeah, we also have after-school care at Boulder Creek and in Cottonwood. We have year-round programs in Cottonwood. I don't know how many people know that, but we have a year-round preschool down there. We operate summer day camps in Cottonwood as well as after-school care programs.
Okay, so everybody can quickly go to the YMCA Facebook page.
Yes, go to the Facebook page.
And see what everybody's doing with the dancing around with the YMCA.
Yeah.
And you can add it and you can hashtag it.
Hashtag, it takes a village challenge.
There you go.
Donate to the sfymca.org/donate.
All right.
Thank you.
Debbie, thank you so much. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store with James Masada and Rhonda Alvey.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump tweets that he has directed FEMA to, in the president's words, give the A-plus treatment to the great state of Alabama and the wonderful people who have been so devastated by the tornadoes. A twister yesterday destroyed the small town of Beauregard, Alabama, just across the state line from Columbus, Georgia. Jay Jones, the sheriff of Lee County, Alabama.
This hurts my heart. I love this county, and it's extremely upsetting to me to see these people hurting like this.
The death toll is 23, but it's feared that will rise as crews continue sifting through piles of debris, parts of Georgia, South Carolina, and Florida, also impacted by severe storms. The snow shovels, snow blowers, and plows getting a real workout today across parts of the Northeast after the latest winter storm to blow through dumped a foot of snow in some places. President Trump is suggesting that Democrats, at least partly to blame for his failure to work a deal with North Korea's Kim Jong-un at their summit in Vietnam. Democrats scheduled a hearing with Mr. Trump's former personal lawyer the same time the summit was going on. The president insists the meeting was not a failure.
He dispatched National Security Advisor John Bolton to Fox News Sunday and other shows to describe the summit as a success, with Bolton saying the president showed he's not desperate for a deal.
Not with North Korea, not with anybody, if it's contrary to American national interest.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper has his eyes on the Oval Office.
I'm running for president because we need dreamers in Washington, but we also need to get things done.
A brief clip from an online video posted by Hickenlooper this morning. He is the latest Democrat to announce that he's after the party's presidential nomination in 2020. Wall Street, the Dow is down about 26 points, NASDAQ up 7. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's so nice now that the kids are asleep.
Cheers.
We got the kids, our house, a stable income.
Checking off all the boxes.
But there's one box we haven't checked off.
What's that?
Life insurance.
We don't need to think about that now. We're young.
That's why now is the best time. Life insurance gets more expensive the older you get.
But I don't have time to do a blood test. It's such a hassle to meet with someone just to get a quote.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos?
It's a modern kind of life insurance. You just answer 4 quick questions at GetEthos.com and get a free instant quote. No pushy salespeople. And no medical exams required for policies covering under $1 million. You can apply online in just 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Let's do it.
But then what will we do for the rest of the night?
I'm sure we can think of something.
Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to GetEthos.com. That's E-T-H-O-S. GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
A major merger of U.S. facilities in Israel has Palestinians seeing red. We get the latest from the Media Line's Charles Beblazer.
The U.S. consulate in Jerusalem that historically attended uniquely to Palestinian affairs officially merged with the embassy that was relocated to the Holy City last May. The Palestinian Authority responded with outrage to the perceived downgrading of ties, viewing the decision as proof that the White House's soon-to-be-released peace plan will not recognize its sovereignty over any areas of Jerusalem. Ramallah has been boycotting U.S. officials since President Donald Trump's 2017 declaration of Jerusalem as Israel's capital and has vowed to not engage in any Washington-led negotiating process. By contrast, an American statement emphasized that the merger does not signal a change of U.S. policy on Jerusalem, the West Bank, or the Gaza Strip. I'm Charles Biblezer, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. It's back to school in Oakland, California.
The Oakland Education Association voted in favor of a deal yesterday, effectively ending a strike that pretty much cleared out the city's 86 schools. The agreement must also be ratified by the Oakland Unified School District. Some 3,000 teachers walked off the job February 21st, the latest educators in the U.S. to take to the picket line. The agreement was reached after 7 days of marathon negotiations for higher pay, smaller classes, and more school resources. Ron DeRockster reporting.
A second federal agency is dispatching investigators to the scene of a fatal crash involving a Tesla electric car. It drove beneath a semi-trailer. It's crossing a Florida roadway. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it is also sending a team to the crash. It killed 50-year-old Jeremy Banner on Friday. The crash in Delray Beach, similar to another one involving a Tesla in 2016 near Gainesville, Florida. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM. And 1460 AM right here, 8:05 in the morning. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring community, and I say caring community and compassion. Yeah, that's right. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Done so much for our community and are doing more every day. Good morning, everybody. Linda's under the weather. Whatever's going around, that she was beautiful at the Redding Rancheria Ball. You know, their annual awards, you know, funds. They gave out like $180,000 and then turned around on Saturday night and gave away $15,000 more to two other great institutions. And, you know, they support schools, military, I should say veterans, firefighters. It's just so many different places. And this one went to help the victim or the survivors of the car fire and the campfire. So to help rebuild in those areas there. Anyway, then the next day she starts getting hoarse, and then today she's not even, you can't understand her. I mean, I can't because she gives hand signals, which after you've been married for 10 years, you understand the hand signals, kind of. Anyway, go. Good morning, everybody. So what's the weather look like, Ashley? Ashley's on the phone
she's
with
on
people.
The phone, yeah.
So let me tell you, what the weather's going to be.
I was going to say, yeah, this computer.
All right. Sorry, okay, we do have Sally on the phone when you're ready.
Okay.
But, today we're going to have this sort of saturating, soaking, boring rain for a while. Then tomorrow it'll actually turn to a real rain, heavy rain by tomorrow night, and then it lightens up. Some rain still on Wednesday. It should lighten up after that throughout the week.
Okay. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, and they are putting 120-gallon propane tanks on properties where people have their RVs or their trailers, things like this, while you're rebuilding. So you don't have to keep disconnecting the 7-gallon propane tank and taking it down. And he's not going to charge you to put it up there. And they're going to give you a super, super deal on the propane in it. That's his way of giving back or wanting to help people rebuild after these fires. Let's go to the phones. Rally Sally. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning. Yes, it sounds like it's going to be a soggy week. But tonight, when our debate starts, it looks like the rain's going to taper off. So tonight we have the great debate between the four candidates running on the Republican ticket for the state Senate. And we're really excited about getting all four of them up here. I'm excited about introducing them all to the folks that are going to come tonight and listen to the debate. I think we've got some great questions that we're going to ask the candidates, and people will really be able to get a feel of what they're about and what their visions are for being in the Senate.
Okay, now Brian Daly was just on with us at 7.
Yes, I heard.
And he said he may be a little bit late because they do a presentation. This is the Woman of the Year for this district up here. But then he said he's hot-footing it back up. So he may be a little bit late, but he's going to be there.
We will look forward to him coming, yes.
Well, I think that's going to be great. Now, this isn't just for, you know what, people, this isn't for, you know, people that are conservative, just Republicans. You know, the Democrats, you all need to get there. If you're a Democrat or especially an independent, you need to be there and listen to this so you can ask questions, too.
Absolutely.
You know, the one thing we talk about is how we're underrepresented in Sacramento, which is so true. But up here, it's a bigger say on what happens up here. And you want to have somebody that's down there that's going to be fighting for what you believe in and also have a chance of getting bills through. And this is a good chance to find out. That's the trick, isn't it, Carl? That's the whole thing. So, you know, and we're going to have four people here. They're going to give you probably different viewpoints on how to do that. And so, you know, you've got a chance, whether no matter what your political persuasion is to go down and listen to this. This is a great opportunity.
Thank you, Carl. I appreciate the plug, and we want people to come out tonight. We'll get started at 6 o'clock, but we will wait for Brian Daly to get there before we start the debate.
Okay.
And it'll probably start about 6:30 or so. He said he could probably get there by 6:30. And it's at 2570 South Bonneview Road.
The church there.
Yes, the church right there. We'll have a sign out.
Yeah. No matter what it says out front, but it's the church. Mm-hmm. So. Okay. All right, Sally, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Carl.
You betcha.
Bye-bye.
Hey, you know what? This is the first Monday of the month. The first Monday of the month, we have Enjoy Magazine, Enjoy Store, coming in, James Masada, Rhonda Alvey. And you know what? How long have we been doing this?
It's got to be a long time.
9 or 10 years? Has it been that long?
I think so, yeah.
I think since the beginning when we started.
You used to have black hair.
You used to have hair. Okay, let's get started. And you and I have lost a total of 500 pounds and gained 500 pounds.
Right.
And Rhonda, you...
I used to have brown hair.
You used to have brown hair, and you're married now, and gosh, all these things. Look at all of us.
So
I'm still married. Hey, in my life, that's a huge plus.
It's been at least, what, almost 12 years?
Well,
we've only been on for 10 years.
Okay.
It's just starting our 10th year.
But
y'all are at the beginning. Y'all are on the beginning there, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember how nervous I was the very first time. Oh, my gosh. And now?
Hey, you can come in.
And now we have our own show.
You have your own show. That's right, on Thursday nights.
Yeah.
Once a month.
Be careful. It went really, really well. You're in danger.
You know what? I hope. You know what? We've got a show that gets like 700 re-listens to.
Oh, yeah?
In the archives. Yeah, Dr. Patty. So, you know what? I want every one of these shows to be hugely successful. The ones on Sunday get a lot of run.
Mm.
So,
sit back and relax.
Well,
Sunday.
You know, it's, and the, we've got like 12 local programs, 12 mm-hmm. or 13. I don't know of any other regular, any station that really has that many local programs. I'm not talking about the nonprofits, things like that, but, for a profit type,
mm-hmm.
which we're not exactly, we're not millionaires on that one.
I would definitely say, though, I sound so much better in FM.
You do. You know what? Here's the thing with me is I look better in FM. It highlights. It gets my cheekbones.
Uh-huh.
The FM gets my cheekbones.
Your whole body hangs off those cheekbones.
Oh, God, I tell you what. Okay, you two. All right.
We're in March.
We're in March. Hey, you know what? What's going on down there next to your store? I mean, there's things happening down there.
Yeah. You mean right next door?
Yeah.
So that is, I've talked about it for a long time, and it's finally coming to fruition, and we're super excited, except for all the jackhammering and all that stuff, which, the Porta Salon next to us, the Marte Salon in there.
Yeah.
Massage room. I think the people are getting, their teeth are chattering while they're getting a massage. Anyway, it's that part's coming to an end. However, so Cedar Crest Winery and Brewery, which is out of Manton.
Mm-hmm.
So the owners of the Enjoy Store, Kate and Brandon Grissom, down in Red Bluff,
right,
are part owners in Cedar Crest in Manton, and several years ago they brought the beer and wine down to the valley floor and put a tasting room within the Enjoy store in Red Bluff. And, you know, their whole goal with the winery and brewery is to have their products and have several tasting rooms. They don't necessarily want to go huge commercial kind of thing.
Yeah.
But right now it's on tap there. There's like three or four places in town that is on tap. Sure. So what they are doing is to make it more accessible and to help them grow, they're bringing the entire brewery down to the valley here and right next door to the Enjoy store. So
wow.
They took the suite that's next to us between us and the salon.
Uh-huh.
They took the entire warehouse that's behind us. And then they
that entire warehouse.
Yes, and then
that was a huge warehouse back
gigantic.
There.
Just yeah. Gigantic. Yeah.
Gigantic. And they took all that.
Yep. And wow. So they're putting in their entire brewing on site and tasting room. So
you're going to be smelling yeasty.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Yeasty.
The tanks and stuff. There's like
the tanks.
Like 10 tanks. They're huge.
Are they doing beer and wine, just wine?
So they are one of the few companies in California that have a license for both.
Okay.
However, the way laws are set up in the state, which, you know, I don't want to get political, but it's just the whole thing with ABC is such a nightmare and so backwards how things work. Anyway, long story short, you can't imagine the hoops and rules that you have to jump through. But
oh, I can just imagine.
So right now it's slated only for beer. Uh-huh. The wine, they couldn't co-mingle somehow the wine. We've tried to get a door in between our suites so that people can come through, and that's being fought. I mean, it's one. And then what they have to do with license and stuff, they can't really serve food, so it's going to be a true tasting room, but you can get small little hors d'oeuvres. But they will encourage people to bring things from the outside. So they'll be partnering with the local restaurants where you'll be able to order, and they'll be delivered in if you want it.
Oh.
So, I mean, you know, it'll all work out. It's just so frustrating to try to do any kind of business.
Try to do anything. How about that?
Anything.
Yeah. Hey, I'm here with James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, and we're talking about right next to the store of Enjoy the Store, which is just just a wonderful place just to go down and visit. And now it's not Christmas, so James won't throw you out and ask you to leave, and Rhonda won't roll up the Enjoy magazine and pop you with it because you're trying to shoplift, you know, 8 bottles of honey in the last 8 bottles. So, but we're going to take a quick break here. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. But you know what? This is the only full-service jewelry store in town. You want your watch repaired. You know, it ends up coming to Four Winds Jewelry, so just skip the middleman, bring it down there. But any type of jewelry that you're looking for, it's there. It's at a very fair price. Super people down there, Rebecca and Henry. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Enjoy the magazine, Enjoy the Store, Rhonda and James.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Real people, real winners. If someone told you that there's a chance you could attend the classiest horse race of the year, what would you do? All it takes is a trip down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Kentucky Derby Swipe to Win promotion, where you could win tickets to attend the Kentucky Derby, a 3-night stay at Hilton Garden Inn, round-trip airfare, Lexington Horse Farms, and a Buffalo Trace Distillery tour and private transportation to and from the race. Swipe your free River Club card and you could win in 3 entries. Every 200 points gets you an entry. It's simple. Spin the reels on your favorite slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily for your chance to win. Drawing Sundays at 8 p.m. Final drawing is Sunday, March 31st, where you could win a Kentucky Derby package at Churchill Downs. Don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. This is not just a horse race. It's the biggest race of the year. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of Big Bird. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Bringing you the world, bringing you the bird. Bird. Hey, it's 51 degrees today right now, and it's going to go up to like, oh, maybe 56 or 57. You're going to be raining off and on today, but it's going to be rainy the rest of the week, it looks like. Maybe clear up a little bit this weekend and rain some more next week. What else is new? This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Sharon Clark and her band of merry workers are there for you. And she will come out to your house if you need some help, and she will design a plan that's right for you. That's right. Right for you, not right for Sharon, but right for you that makes it work. Bonded, insured, trained. That's all the people that work for Sharon Clark. Give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Just remember, there's no place like home. And speaking of no place like home, we have Rhonda Alvey and James Masada of Enjoy the Magazine in the store. And what are we going to talk about here? I mean, this is such a happy issue, too.
It is pretty happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a happy issue. The cover is very colorful.
Yeah.
And it's, I think,
Quilters.
Ushering in spring in a certain way.
Yeah, he's two cute little kids.
But, yeah, the full cover is because of the quilt. So this is an issue that we've kind of dedicated to the art of
fabric, fibers, and florals.
And fabulous.
And fabulous. Fibers, and florals, and
fabric.
Fabric. Okay.
And there is a huge amount of quilters in this area.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. And quilting stores and yarn stores that I ran across Yuba Street.
Yeah. Yuba being E-W-E-B-A-A. Yuba. I like that.
Yuba That's Street cute. Yarn on Yuba Street. Probably about a year ago, and I never knew it was there. And
this is on our Yuba Street right here.
Yeah.
There is a yarn store there. Yeah. I've walked in there one time, and I just looked around. I mean, there's just tons
of different types of yarn. So.
Have you ever quilted?
No, but my grandmother. I have quilted.
Have you ever quilted?
My grandmother made.
No. I had somebody make a quilt for me. I got a great deal on it. What they did was I took up all these T-shirts I had collected over the years from riding my motorcycle all over the world, and this lady made a quilt for me. And it's got all those.
So they take the fabric, the shirt, and they cut it, and then they back it.
They make it,
and
then they back it, and then they, it's great. And, I was surprised myself at how many quilters and people that do that stuff around here.
A lot.
This article is really cute because it talks about, obviously, this is a yarn store in a downtown Reading, but it's kind of a specialty store in that it carries a very diverse selection of threads, and I was kind of reading through it, and it talked about one of the things that I thought was really cool is that they have threads from, you know, sheep and yaks and even camels, and I mean, it's pretty fascinating to think that you can get yarn or thread and stuff from these types of animals, certain types of animals, but
long-haired rabbits. How about Angora?
Oh, Angora.
Angora rabbits.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
But they also have it says it's fibers from all over the world, from Germany, Italy, the United Kingdom, Peru, Japan, and they actually have yak yarn that's from, how do you even say that? Kajikistan?
Yeah.
Kajikistan, that's
yeah.
cool.
And then they talk about also that they also have cashmere that's through a company of Britain, and that they are the only store in the United States that carries this exclusive product.
Wow! So that means that they get probably people buying from all over the world.
Now. So they have threads from sheep, alpaca, llamas, camels, and yaks. Yeah.
Have you ever had any yak butter?
No.
Neither have I.
I haven't had anything from a yak. I don't think.
Yak.
Except from coffee.
Yeah,
coffee from yak.
Yeah,
well, no, but it used to be around here. No, I haven't, and I'm sure you know. It's interesting. It's so interesting about the world and how diverse it is. Obviously, you use what you have. That's, I guess, maybe somewhat indigenous to your area. But you know, we are so homogenized in this country in the sense that, you know, we have some sheep and goat and that kind of stuff. But predominantly, everything is milk, cow milk, and comes from a cow, and all over the world they do sheep and camel milk and
goat,
yak milk, and so I think that's pretty cool. So that's one of the articles that we have,
and they do also have classes at Yuba Street Yarns. So,
and then there's a really cool other article too that was right at the start. It says Stitch in Time Fabric and Florals and all that. That's where this whole segment starts, and it says Bound Together, a creative studio of quilters. And this is a really cool story about a woman that moved from Dunsmuir and had a kind of community there of quilters, and moved to a log cabin out in Bella Vista, and then reached out, obviously, to kind of start what she had before. And that was kind of a quilting studio that was set up where she just invited people from church or wherever, and then it spread. And then she ended up having to have her husband add on 400 square feet to the house.
So there was room,
and then these women literally just are like, they said, family. They get together every Monday. Everybody brings a dish to pass, so they have a potluck, and then there's TV and conversation, and they knit and quilt and do all these different things, and they're just there for the community. If anybody needs help,
yep. I actually got to go over to the house, and it's a beautiful log cabin, just gorgeous. And I met a lot of the ladies, and they're just the sweetest ladies ever. And they're from all age groups. I think there's...
So 47 up to 78.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is when you go to the county fair, go into there, the quilts, they're up there in first place. But look at all those quilts.
Yeah.
This is people from all ages who are quilting. This is not just, you picture granny.
And I don't remember. We did a story on a gentleman that was a quilter in this area.
Several years ago. Those things aren't inexpensive either.
No, they're not.
But it's got a lot of
and it obviously
a lot of work.
Is big business, because down in our obviously we have another publication out of Visalia out of Visalia, and one of our salespeople when we first started. That they had a business, and his whole business was fabrics, yarns, and classes. And that's one of the reasons why he doesn't work for us anymore, is because he couldn't. He was too busy. He became too busy with his own quilting business.
Wow.
I know.
It's the weirdest thing, because these ladies, if you haven't seen that Yuba, it's like 1725 Yuba Street. It's it's right on the other side of Carnegie's.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've not seen that before, it's worth it to go in there. And I did not realize they had all of these exotic yarns.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to ask yourself, where does this stuff come from? I mean, because, I mean, it's shearing certain types of sheep, and then they, you know, how long does it take it to grow back? Okay, so I've gotten, you know, I've sheared you today, so next, what, are you safe for like 6 months or a year or something? I mean, even if you stop giving birth, you're still going to be there growing hair.
That's right.
I just wonder.
Well, I took my son, what was interesting once, to, we had a field trip for his school, and we went out to the fairgrounds, and it was an environmental thing where they had logging and sustainable farming. And I mean, so it was this whole thing. And we were touring around, and I could see this woman. I mean, she was probably, I don't know how far away, but far enough away that you couldn't really tell. But she was sitting there, and she had a spinning wheel, and she had this huge mound of what obviously looked like fur on her, right? And it looked like from a distance she was pulling the fur and, like, sorting it and spinning the wheel and doing this, and she kept pulling at it and pulling at this big thing, and it was like literally this huge thing on her. And as we got closer and closer, realized it was a live rabbit that was gigantic. I've never seen a rabbit. It was almost like a dinosaur. It freaked me out.
Like an angora. My mom used to have one of those, yeah.
And it was
dinosaur.
I mean, and it was alive, and it was nibbling on things, and she was pulling hair off of it while it was sitting on her lap and spinning it right there. I mean, so this rabbit was just sitting there, and she just literally was like pulling its fur off and spinning it into thread. And it was like, what the heck?
Yeah, I think we're going to take a break on that one, because just the thought of it is kind of funny.
And I was like, is it hurting it? She's like, oh, no, this is really good for it, because there's so much fur on it, it needs to be removed.
Yeah, otherwise they can't move.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. She's been helping people since 1993. If you don't know Judy, you need to give her a call and stop by there, because if you're looking for help in the insurance business or financial, she's the one you want to talk to. 1378 Hilton Drive, or Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. She's been helping people for family, seniors, veterans, business owners since 1993. Give her a call, 221-0441. We'll be right back after these messages with Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store.
I need you all, chasing rabbits, and you know tell 'em all who comes, smoking caterpillar, has given you the call to call us.
Get your morning update with us,
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College. More possibilities.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Oh my gosh, the song.
Friend of mine.
Oh yeah. You know, because we've had, if you think about it, this is where I'm coming with bullfrogs is, we've had fire, snow, floods. You know, what's the next thing that's going to hit us? Well, locusts haven't yet, but I think the frogs are going to start dropping from the heavens there. Then we get into locusts, then all the water turns blood. So I'm just kind of hoping that this is over. You know, we don't have the earthquake coming through or a volcano, you know, waking up again.
Right.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 8:35 in the morning, it's 51 degrees. It's going to be kind of rainy like this for the rest of the week. Maybe clearing up around Friday, possibly Saturday, and then back into the rain again. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call and make an appointment over there. Okay, we're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the Magazine. And this issue is fabric.
Fiber and florals.
And florals. Yeah, I have to throw that out there.
So we do also have a story about Marshall's Florist, who recently moved to where Jose Antonio's was on Hartnell.
Oh, yeah.
And so they have a new owners and a new place. It's three generations became the new owners of the florist and...
of the Marshalls.
Of Marshalls. Yeah. So anyway, they have some really great ideas. Things that they want to start doing at the shop. A lot of the stuff from Jose Antonio's is still there. Mm-hmm. So I think that's going to be a great business. It's
a cool building.
That's where we bought our fountains.
Yeah.
The water features.
Yeah.
Their back area with all the koi and all that.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
It's so beautiful.
And, you know, we won one at a...
A koi?
No, a fountain. Well... Because we bid on it. I shouldn't say you don't win. You don't win, you buy
you
it,
buy
right?
It, yeah.
And, but we didn't take a close look at it because we were emceeing. So we just looked over there and we just jumped into it and bought it. And then we went over and saw the pigeons and the cherubs. It didn't really fit in what we were thinking. But they exchanged it with no problem down there. But I'm talking about Jose Antonio's.
Yeah.
But it has so many great things down there. So I'm really happy that Marshall's, which is a... which has been around for a long time, and that it's going to is expanding now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's great when we see businesses that have been here established, now they're expanding.
Yep.
Yeah.
It means there's a faith that our city and our county and our area up here is going to expand, I believe.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then it becomes self-fulfilling.
Yeah.
Because then everybody starts building, expanding.
Right.
And then it just, see, I was right. Because you built.
They will come.
Which is why you guys are building now restaurants called Enjoy Your Restaurant.
Just kidding. It looks like it, right?
It does. Look at this.
Well, this is one of our announcements. You guys are always making announcements. This is a big announcement for us as a company, something new we're doing.
What?
And it's not a restaurant your face looked, but.
I went, hmm.
So we have this great area in the back of our magazine everybody knows about. It's not a big secret because it's one of our biggest draws. People love our recipes by Lana Granforce, who's been doing them forever. And everybody in town that knows Lana loves Lana. She's like your best friend, your sister, your mother, whatever. She's just an amazing human being. But she's been doing this for a really long time. And we're actually doing some really cool stuff with her this year. And a couple things are is we're changing the recipe section to continue to grow it and to make the real estate even more popular than it's been. And how we're doing that in some senses is Lana will be doing a recipe once a quarter that was of her own demise, and or it's a recipe that one of our readers have submitted to her. So we encourage people to email us you know, an old family recipe that you might want to see if Lana will do for the magazine, which is awesome. And then during the quarter, we're also going to be doing a recipe that Lana creates, but it will be using one of the products that we carry in our store, one of the local regional products, so that you can, you know, have a source to get a product and use in a recipe, which is a lot of fun. And then, once a quarter, we are now going to be partnering with a local or regional restaurant, where they're going to be creating a signature enjoy dish for us. And during that month that the magazine is out and we're featuring this recipe that the restaurant has created, you actually can go into that restaurant and they will be serving it for you to taste for the entire month. That recipe then is handed over to Lana, where she translates it into a recipe that you can do at home. So if you like the recipe, obviously, you can, you know, come to the restaurant and sit down and have a nice evening and try it, and then walk away with a recipe card that you can add to your collection and serve it to your friends or family. So we launched that this month. This is our first restaurant partnership, and we did it with Wilda's. And, they created Wilda's Coconut Curry Chicken over Basmati Rice. And you also have a little piece of naan bread. And, Lana translated this down into a recipe card. So if you go to one of the local Wilda's for the entire month of March, you can try this signature Wilda's Enjoy dish and then make it at home. And you can get the recipe card at the restaurant if they don't have them. We also have our recipe program at Enjoy the Store, where we have the last 12 months of recipes always available for you to collect for free. If you're a shopper and you spend over $50 in the store and you ask us for a recipe box, we will provide you with a free handmade wood recipe box that's been built for us by the oldest steam-driven sawmill in the country.
Wow!
So this is just really a whole new way of doing our recipe section in the magazine, and it's just a lot of fun, and there's a lot of opportunity to explore and share and taste. And our next restaurant will be in June. Is
yes.
that right, Rhonda?
Mm-hmm.
And it will be
I have one of those.
Yeah, Paradiso.
Okay. You know, this recipe this time is Wilda's Coconut Curry Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And, you pick up the Enjoy magazine, go back and look at it. It's easy to do. Mm-hmm. And it looks like it'd be wonderful, because I'm really into that.
And then, curry. So. I went over the other day when they launched on the first to try my dish. And of course, because of my blood sugar issues, I couldn't have the rice because too many carbs.
Right.
And I asked them to put it over cabbage. And so, they have, if you have dietary needs, they will accommodate you in certain
That's
ways.
Cool.
Yeah. But it was delicious. And I love curry. And I love coconut. So, for me, it was pretty simple.
It was a no-brainer there.
It was a no-brainer,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, guys, that's a great idea.
Uh-huh.
Y'all are constantly evolving.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to. You have to grow. You have to evolve. You have to go out there and take that chance. So has there been a time when you all looked out and you took that chance?
And it went,
and then, well, with the magazine. But I mean, you went out and you started something else, and then like halfway through it, or at the end of it, you went, okay, we're not going to do that.
Yeah, we've done that.
Have you done
times.
That?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Care to share one?
Well, I mean, I would. I'm open book. I'd share it.
Okay, that's okay. But you too.
I'm trying to think of what it is.
Just like everybody else. Like Black Bear Diners told us up here one time that, yeah, seemed like we had a real good, after they opened their first one and their second one, their third one. just failed.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in Chico. And where you would think it would be a huge success. And they go, it was a parking thing.
Yeah.
And it was just one of those things, but it did, you know, they pulled back there for a while, then they got the next one, and of course now look at them. They're like 150 places now.
One of the largest growing chains.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, here's,
but everybody does.
Here's
that.
One of the things, you know, we were going to have sections. So we
We just talked about that before we walked in.
Yeah. Every issue, you know, this section is fabrics, fibers, and florals.
Right.
And just a section with stories that go along with that section.
Right.
And after April, we're not doing that anymore. It's just it's really frustrating because, you know, as far as the sales go, and so we just said, you know what, we'll have a theme, but we're not going to make sure that all the stories are together because it's difficult. So, and it's not, it wasn't working the way we had thought it would work, so we just said, let's just stop with the sections, we'll just do, you know,
just
we'll
do
have
the
a
stories.
Theme, yeah,
yeah.
And do the story, we'll still have the stories, but.
Sure.
We won't make sure that they're all in the same section.
One little
place
here.
So
the perfect example of how you think of something, you think it's going to work.
Great idea. Yeah. Oh, no, we've... I'm not going to begin to think of...
There's been several
great ideas
like
I've had,
yeah.
Okay, hey, we're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Store. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back in a couple minutes.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Assemblyman Brian Dowie is tough on illegal immigration.
As Assembly Republican leader, I led the fight to ban sanctuary cities that protect undocumented criminals.
Brian Dowie opposed the liberal agenda to make it easier for the undocumented criminals to break our laws and get away with it.
Stop this politically correct nonsense.
Let's put California first and end illegal immigration. As Republican leader, Brian Dowie was tough on taxes and tough on liberals.
I was 100% rated by the California Taxpayers Association. Stopped a $400 billion government takeover of health care and killed billions in new taxes and protected Proposition 13.
Brian Dowie, the unanimous choice of conservatives to lead Republicans in the state assembly. Endorsed by the California Professional Firefighters. 100% rated by the California Police Chiefs Association. A-rated by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Brian Dowie, Reagan Republican for State Senate. Brian Dowie, he's on our side. Pay for by Brian Dowie for State Senate 2019.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530 605 4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 96.5 and 1460. Right here in the heart of Reading, the epicenter of change right downtown, right here. Weather is going to be, oh, I guess get up like 57 today. It's going to be kind of rainy off and on and then kind of rainy the rest of the week. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Did you know if you go to the Shasta Regional Medical Center's emergency room, you will be seen in 30 minutes or less? Yep, that's right. Not only that, but they're one of the top 50 cardiac hospitals in the United States, as evidenced by the Watson Health organization that looked at hundreds and hundreds of hospitals in the United States and gave that recognition to Shasta Regional Medical Center. And speaking of being one of the best in the United States, we have Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store with Rhonda and James. You know, this is, this goes over the world, all over the world, doesn't it?
Yeah, magazine. You know what? Actually, it's funny, but again, we talk about things, you know, we're so busy, you know, who has the best or the worst plumbing in town? It's usually the plumber because they don't ever get the chance to work on their own stuff. They're busy doing everybody else's. So the same with us.
That's
so
kind of
we're kind of bad about really tracking how, where, when. I mean, we know what we have strong statistics when it comes to being able to feature for our sales staff, of distribution and all that stuff and leadership, but it's a lot more than we even we even tout, because we do have online presence and we do subscriptions and we, you know, I see them come through all the time and we're actually mailing the magazine all over the place. It's pretty amazing. Yeah. I recently went on Issue and,
Issue is an online, platform for showing the magazine as a magazine. You can flip the pages, like it shows the whole magazine. Yeah.
So yeah, if you're not a person that can pick it up somewhere but you want to read it, you can read it in its entirety online. And I went on there the other day and went through the analytics and was just mind blown about the traffic that we get. And then it lists all the countries that people are reading it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we have like almost 62 countries that we have actual followers that are not just hitting it and seeing it, but like actually subscribed, so that every month they get notification and so they can come back and read it.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I think we have a I think we've got somebody at Round Mountain. we've got up to Round Mountain. There's somebody that gets
you guys actually have a lot of listeners through the web, you know.
Yeah, but I think that's the way he comes in.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't surprise me though, because what your magazine offers is a view of beautiful scenery, what's happening. It's a happy magazine, and you know, they go, you know, and they'll never get out of that country they're in, but this gives them an opportunity to look at what's happening and kind of like, that's cool, that's great. Yeah. Those Americans.
Oh, yeah.
Those crazy Americans. Look, they
it's
cut.
It's not Hollywood.
They cut the hair off rabbits and make it into a shirt.
And then speaking of obviously all over the world and internationals, this is somebody that would be fun to have on your show if you haven't already.
He's been on.
He has.
The Idiot and the Odyssey.
Yeah. So
he's my favorite socialist.
Yeah, right. Yep. Besides his political stances, he's a very unique individual for sure.
He is.
We have a huge book section in our store, local authors, as well as musicians, so we have CDs as well. But we just have finally featured and did a story on his whole trek of, you know, the most bizarre life that he's lived.
His whole thing is he walks around the Mediterranean.
Mm-hmm.
And he just went into things, you know, especially in Turkey and all these other things that was, I mean, people with guns.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Talks about right at the very beginning and stuff. He's, you know, he's had, you know, he's been robbed and jailed and, you know, all over the world, from Morocco.
Fell off a cliff in Turkey.
Was robbed by gypsies in Italy.
Yeah, I remember that one. That was cool. You know, he's been
all
on the show.
All his money in Lebanon.
Yeah, he's been on the show a couple times, but it's time to get another one, getting back, because, you know, he's...
Well, he just came out with another new book.
Okay.
Part of the trilogy.
Good.
Yeah. So, you know, his name is Joel Stratty McClure, and he is just interesting.
Yeah, he's part of the Stratty family, by the way, so people will recognize that now down there.
And he's really funny because, you know, obviously we're good acquaintances, but we're not like best friends, but I'll get things from Facebook all the time when he's over walking some strange place in Europe or the Mediterranean, and he'll always wish me a happy birthday, and he's just got the driest sense of humor because he'll send pictures for my birthday of him with, like, soccer stars, but they're not real. They're like cardboard cutouts and stuff. And he's just really a funny thing. So
he is a funny guy, and you have him when we have him on the show. It is a dry sense of humor, but he is funny, and he talks about the weird things that happen. But imagine this is what you do for your life: is you walk around
what
the Mediterranean.
Amazing life.
I mean, it'd be kind of like walking around. How would that be? Walking to Sacramento. You know, you go from the, you know, go from the beginning of Sacramento all the way to the, go from the mouth to the end, to the terminus of it, and just write stories about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's super cool. If you can do it, you know.
It might be cool.
Yeah.
Who knows? All right.
And if that's your bag, I suppose.
If that's your bag.
Yeah.
I wonder how many pairs of shoes he's worn out.
I
should ask him that.
Yeah. You should. That's a good question.
But there's some great pictures of him. Like, he's obviously, I can't tell you every country, but the one I can identify is obviously Egypt. And then he's somewhere where he's, you know, trying street food, which I've got to say that would be one of my passions because I love to eat and I love all kinds of food. And I think it would be really fun if you knew you weren't going to, you know, get sick eating street food somewhere. You'd have to have a strong constitution. You know, no disrespect, but, you know, just I'm saying. We're so sanitary here that I think your gut can't handle a lot of things.
Well, there's a different types of food, and like I've eaten in a lot of other countries and like this and on streets and stuff. But there's always that
concern.
I think the sickest I ever got though was down in Mexico.
Yeah,
you know there, but the rest of the countries I don't know. You just
kind
of
that's our fault.
Eating.
That's not their fault. It's our fault because we're so damn sanitary.
Well, I'm hoping that's what it is.
You know, there's no roughage keeping us from getting sick from some of the things that you eat.
Yeah, you've got to really watch how they wash all of that stuff too, because they use night soil in there. Anyway, okay, what's the next one here? We got like about 5 minutes.
Is that what we have? Actually,
yeah, about 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
We have a story about the Mill Creek Resort, which is in Lassen, and. Also new owners. Mm-hmm. Actually, they came into the store and pitched the story to James.
They're such a nice,
super nice couple.
I
don't think the resort is open until April or May.
The Woodland Oasis.
And it may not even open early this year, considering that
probably
buried in
so
snow.
Much snow. Yep.
Did you see a photo somebody had their cabin up around Mount Shasta or something like that. That one thing you could see was he had to dig to the door. The whole place
that
was covered.
So crazy.
Yeah, just was all covered.
Well, and then they say this year. I mean, obviously we had record snow here in Redding. Mm-hmm. They said it was like the most snow we had 50 years.
About 60 or 69.
Yeah. And then I guess in certain parts of the Sierras, it's the most snow they've ever recorded.
Yeah.
This year.
Well, and then you have Mount Shasta Ski Park has to close down 2 days.
Yeah.
Because there was too much snow.
There was snow all the way up to the lifts.
Yeah. So it was more like a rope toe than a lift?
It was like a rope toe. You just hang on to it and just go up that one. Except, and then how about this? Twice they found people buried in their cars.
Oh, my gosh.
And that one of them was at Lake Tahoe up there that she had parked her car and had gotten covered by either the snow or, a snowplow coming by. And they hit the car. The snowplow hit the car. And then somebody came up just to check it, to move it, and there was somebody in there.
Oh, my gosh.
Gosh, yeah.
I can't even imagine.
Okay.
So what else? That's so cool. I mean, really.
I mean, yeah. And then
and they were saying
wait
that
till the runoff
some
hits.
Of the ski parks are going to be open until, they said, almost till August.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That much.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Then, and you know, if you've driven over to Sacramento, take a look at how high up the Sacramento is right now.
Yeah, because they're letting water
out. They're letting a lot of water out now.
And I heard they were getting ready that they're only, I think, 3 feet this morning, they said, from the crest down at Lake, is it Lake, what's the one that had the problem? Lake Orville?
Orville said they may have to use that.
They may actually have to use the new spillway.
The new spillway.
Oh my gosh.
But there were tractors all over it. So, like, are they done?
Well, they will be if they have to. Well, you know, the other thing, too, is that I heard that the, Lake Shasta went up something like 5 feet in one day.
Mm-hmm.
Could that be?
It's possible, yeah.
Yeah, I imagine.
So, and then we get the runoffs. So this is going to be a great summer, great summer for our lakes after what happened to them last year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was, you know, that was a disaster.
This is the year, this is the last year, and this year seems to be the year for heavy swings in every direction. It was the hottest summer in recorded history throughout the world. It was now the wettest and most snow, and then it's, you know.
They said they had a hurricane down in Alabama, killed 23 people.
Yeah.
Not a hurricane, a tornado.
Yep.
In Alabama.
No, I know. Weird stuff.
Strange. Yeah, like I said, wait, there come the toads and the locusts after that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you all so much for being here.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry.
Tell Linda we're sorry that she's sick.
So I'm sorry she's sick too. You know, but she, you know what? She's a trooper.
Mm-hmm.
She'll shake it off. Come in tomorrow and help me out here. Store is as usual. If you have not been to, if somebody out there has not been to the Enjoy Store, I don't understand why. But if you haven't, stop on by there. It is everything local.
1475 Placer Street.
That's right.
And you come downtown and walk around and have lunch and shop. And
our favorite thing is go down and get an assortment of things to send to our relatives.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want Enjoy to do that, they'll do that. Put a nice little Enjoy box. Put a little Enjoy magazine in there, and we ship it out that way. So it's just a great store, and like you said, local music, local
books,
all of that stuff.
Glass blowing, woodworking, fabrics,
jewelry. Nuts and
all kinds of foods, massive amounts of chocolate,
monkey fart snow, soap. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.